Good morning, happy Friday. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and as you may have gotten the idea now, we got Greg McClure in the studio with us, Riley County Agricultural Extension Agent. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning.
Excited for Monday? Excited for the weekend?
Well, sure. Yeah, I actually have a weekend free. That doesn't happen very often. We're usually playing ball. Yeah, I go sit in the chair while my son plays ball.
You don't have any kids graduating this weekend, do you?
I don't have any graduating. I actually graduated one last Friday. I graduated one from physical therapy school, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Oh, yeah. Time to get one off the payroll, right?
I'm going to feel better when she gets a job.
Spoken like a true parent.
Well, yeah, like a true parent. Actually, I kicked her off the payroll a few years ago, so I'll admit that. She's been on her own for a while. She told me last week what her debt is. So, yeah, she needs a job.
I'm sure. You said gonna see some ball. Who's playing?
The youngest. Youngest plays some baseball. So plays for Riley County Falcons, one of the younger teams. And so these guys have played together for years and years. And so they are, what are they, 14? 14 years old, play some AAA baseball.
Oh, okay.
Play against some pretty good Manhattan teams. Yeah. They end up playing a lot in Kansas City because they've just practiced enough that they're at a higher level.
A lot of good baseball around that area. Riley County High School, they moved on.
I see that. Yeah. I see that. Yeah, I really need to get to a game. I haven't been to one.
State tournament would be a good start.
Where is it?
That I couldn't tell you.
I'll have to look that up.
Somebody advertised for me here. I don't know where it is.
Yeah. You know, I don't think Mitch talked about that because both Rock Creek and Riley County are in the state tournament.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So they split games, last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that, to win the conference or the league?
And regional was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Riley County won that. So
good Silver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
a good win.
Yeah. Always a good program. No matter what sport Silver Lake's doing, they usually have quite a bit of success. So moving right along, on Wednesday, May 30th, area wheat tour is going to go on, and I know a lot of people are going to be pretty interested in that because the condition of Kansas wheat right now is kind of interesting.
It varies it varies very much within the county. You can drive just a few miles and see some really, really good wheat, and I will admit that when you come to our plot, you're going to find some wheat that looks pretty tough. We're far enough north that, and this is Rose Hill Road, so Bruce Comp's farm. So up on Rose Hill Road, that's about 5 miles north of Randolph. That's the part of the county that was really, really dry last summer and then into the fall. And so this got planted after soybeans in the fall, into dry ground, didn't come up right away. And, it's going to be a tough-looking plot. But we do have a tour. We will have, we'll have free food. So that's always worth it. The plot gives us a backdrop, gives us a chance to talk about what's going on in all of the crops. But we'll talk about wheat diseases, difference in wheat varieties. We have Romulo Lolato, those guys with those difficult names, but he's our new wheat specialist, and he does a really, really good job. So he'll be our speaker this year.
Oh, very good. And it's a tour, so you're going to be checking out more than a couple places, I assume.
And so, actually, it's a tour, which is several different varieties.
Okay.
And so,
I see.
We call it a tour. It's in one spot. So, we will be there in one spot. And so, we've got 19 different varieties. And we'll just, it's a walking tour, if you want to put it that way. We'll walk from one end to the other after we've had our free supper.
Are any varieties doing better than others?
We'll know a lot better later on, and that's part of what we'll look at. Can't tell you right now. I did notice one, I don't even know which one it was, that looked a little tough when I was out there putting up signs. And so we'll look at that one, and I want to see why it looked kind of spraddled out. I don't know what its problem was, but there's going to be some differences.
And for folks out there who maybe a little more urban, live in the city, and don't see a lot of wheat from time to time, and I guess maybe especially, I'm from Winfield area. There's just wheat crop fields all over the place. Here in the Flint Hills, it's kind of a little more spotty as far as where your crop fields are. When you're saying that some wheat's looking like tough, like what do you mean? Like when wheat's going through some drought, what does it look like compared to like a healthy plant?
Well, in this case, it isn't very big, and it's later, and so it didn't tiller as soon. It didn't spread out and make more plants. It's not real thick. And this field hadn't started heading yet, whereas there's quite a few fields that are heading out right now.
And I think I saw a report from, I think there's a group in Wichita, a Wichita group out of Wichita that usually goes over some of these reports or gives us kind of some monthly reports on wheat. And I'm pretty sure it said something to the degree of really across the state as far as the schedule of it heading out, that it's a little bit behind where it usually is this time of year.
We are behind. I think we're a couple of weeks behind where we were last year. You know, as far as an average, I suppose a week or so might be right. You know, if you go across state, and of course I come from Western Kansas. Well, we call it Western Kansas if we live here. It was North Central when I lived there, so sure. It's Phillips County. You get out there, and it's drier. That wheat really looked that wheat looked tough. Again, it's behind. It's small. It's not as thick as it ought to be, and so I don't expect the yields to be very good out there.
I think they had their state tour just not too long ago.
They did, and I guess I didn't really follow it to see what they had to say.
I think it's kind of a lot of the same.
But you can kind of go across state. I mean, you got an idea where it has rained. It probably looks pretty good. That southeast Kansas, if they've got much wheat, it probably looks okay. They don't grow a lot of wheat there. Honestly, we don't grow near as much wheat here in Riley County as what we did 20 years ago. We've switched more to corn and soybeans.
Any big reason for that switch?
Right now, the big reason is that wheat is not profitable. The price isn't high enough, and so you've got a chance to make money. We have a pretty good chance to make money with soybeans, a little bit of a chance to make money with corn, and almost no chance to make money with wheat. We continue to plant wheat in the rotation just because we need a good crop rotation in order to control weeds and keep the whole system healthy.
When it comes to the wheat around the area, as far as maybe some preliminary estimates on what type of numbers we should expect as far as a bushel, have you heard any preliminary estimates on that?
I haven't heard any estimates. You know, I can give you guesses of, sure, you know, 20 to 55 or 60. I think that I've seen fields that'll be in all of those ranges. That's a big range.
Very big range. And I think we had some stories out of K-State Extension, maybe within the month or a couple months ago, that was talking about with wheat farmers as far as making that choice of going ahead and harvesting or going ahead and just using it for grazing. Are you, thoughts on that? And what are you hearing maybe some folks doing that?
Haven't seen anybody locally that has made too many of those decisions. I think there's probably a few people, maybe one or two, that have grazed some out. But, you know, they may have planned to do that anyway. You know, most will go ahead and take it to harvest and then probably double crop, plant soybeans right back in it.
Now, is there any sort of possible, if things sort of continue, say it is a pretty low crop, not just around the area, but maybe statewide this year, is there any silver lining in that maybe that could keep supplies down a little bit and the volume of grain out there down a little bit, so maybe the price can jump up next year, just some simple supply and demand sort
of things? You can dream of that. I'm not sure that even Kansas is a big enough portion of the wheat production to change the price too much or for too long. It can change it for a little while just on psychology, just on the buyers thinking we're short, and so that can help. But I guess I'm not real optimistic that even a bad crop will help us right now.
Because that is a big issue just across the nation as far as just a lot of grain out, especially wheat, just a lot of wheat out there keeping the price down.
Yeah, that's what we're up against, oversupply right now. So we do need some marginal crops. What we really want is for somebody else to have a failure, and then we want the bumper crop and a good price. That's what we want.
And is
that a terrible thing to want? But
sure. And is that true kind of across the board as far as just an oversupply of grain? Is it just wheat, or is that true with the other crops as well?
Well, corn price is low as well, grain sorghum, which follows corn. Soybean price has been decent. And so soybeans have been, I think, that's the crop that seems to be making money for us. If you look at farm profitability across Kansas, you'll see that southeast Kansas has the better profitability the last couple of years, and that's because they grow more soybeans in that part of the state, and that's the crop that's been profitable.
All right. You know what? Let's go ahead and take our first break. We've got a lot more to talk about, tractor safety course coming up, and just kind of what's happening around the farm overall. More with Greg McClure on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN coming up.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.